Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this week on Metroscope is Dan King. Dan is the Vice President of Hillsborough Firefighters Random Acts. He has been with the organization serving as Vice President for 3 years and also spent 7 years volunteering with HFRA. And he has been a firefighter and paramedic for the city of Hillsborough for 9 years. He has a wife, a 3-year-old daughter, and they're expecting another daughter this summer, as well as a 9-year-old Springer Spaniel. So, Dan, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I got to ask off the top, is the dog male or female? Do you have another male in the house?
I do not. It's a girl, so I'm thoroughly outnumbered, especially here coming up in July.
Well, there you go. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we're excited to talk to you about what you guys have going over there at Hillsborough Firefighters Random Acts. And your mission statement is creating a positive difference in the lives of individuals through random acts of kindness. And let's just start with the blanket question of who you guys are, because a lot of people probably don't know that, but this is a great platform for people to get to know who you are and what you do. So talk to us a little bit about your organization and just what you guys are all about.
Yeah. So simply put, we're a community assistance organization. And we're in kind of a unique position to be able to provide emergent assistance to people based on the emergency calls that we go on from day to day. So our members, when they're out in the field responding to an emergency, may see a need. Primarily, you know, we work with primarily low-income families, and they may see a need while they're out on a call. And those needs vary drastically. But we're in a position where our members can use our funds to immediately make a purchase or help a family member out, whatever that need may be, whether it's food, shelter, clothing, etc. And that's the whole premise of the organization and what we do. And then beyond that, we're also able to take less emergent referrals from the community, from our members. People can also refer themselves or request donations. So the basis of what we do, the foundation of it, is dealing with those emergent needs to help people. And then beyond that, we're able to help with things that may not be as emergent, but still very necessary and essential for people.
And you guys were founded back in 2005, and so you've been around for a little while now. And I guess just obviously your guys' line of work, you understand the needs of folks within your community because you guys are in the community so often, but just give us a little insight into kind of how you guys were founded, how it all came together.
Yeah, so one of our firefighters, his name's Ted Whiteman. He's now retired. So he founded this organization back in 2005, and it's modeled after a similar organization that's been around for a long time out of Oakland, California. So that's what it's modeled after. Ted Whiteman is an amazing man. He's dedicated him and his family have dedicated their lives to mission work. Currently, he retired, and him and his wife live in Eldoret, Kenya, doing mission work over there. So he founded this organization on the belief that as a department, we can do more for the community than just our everyday emergency response. And he saw that, you know, we're in a unique position to see people's needs inside their homes or outside their homes. And we could do something about that. We could help beyond just that emergency response over there for, you know, a short amount of time and then leave. And so he founded this organization, and it's grown since, and it's just kind of continued to grow. And now we've kind of taken it on as a department. We just have a lot of pride in it and are really happy that this exists and that we can do something like this.
Mm-hmm. And this is a charitable organization. Again, Dan King joining us, Hillsborough Firefighters Random Acts, joining us this week on Metroscope. And basically, it seems like what you guys do for the community is awesome. I mean, I know that you just mentioned, and I think that's a great way to think about it, is you respond in emergency situations, but then you also notice, hey, maybe this specific household or this community in general or this street needs some help. And so you guys help provide shelter, food, even cover expenses and certain living needs at times, perhaps maybe heat during the winter months. Give us a little insight on examples of how you guys specifically help people in the community. And if you've been out on a first response mission and you've seen something that was maybe particularly jarring about a specific household or a street, maybe a specific example that touched you that you've realized how you guys are kind of making a difference with the work that you do.
Yeah. Probably the most frequent example of what we do is helping people who are displaced from their homes for various reasons. You know, we respond as a department. There's an emergency going on, and for whatever reason, that family cannot stay in that home for that night or for whatever length of time, and they just need help. You know, with that one or two nights while they get back on their feet and try to figure things out logistically. And we're able to right then and there, get them placed in a hotel room for one or two nights. And while they, you know, try to get back on their feet and figure things out. And we may also help provide them meals for the day, as well as other essentials, whether they lost, whether they lost items in a fire or whatever it may be, we're able to just kind of provide that there in the moment. And that's probably one of the most common things that we're able to do. Some other examples that less emergent are, we got a referral for a woman who had just had a really unfortunate series of years. Her husband died suddenly. Her mother got cancer and died. She then got cancer. She's a cancer survivor.
Wow.
She just had gone through just an amazing set of challenging years. And we learned about her just from our contacts in the community. And she really needed siding on her home repaired and painted one whole side of her house was in really bad shape. And all of a sudden needed to be replaced. And then of course it would have to be painted. And she, you know, just given her the situation over the last few years, didn't have, the money to put into something like that. And so, we were able to, contract out a siding company to take care of, all of the siding, and get all that repaired. And then our fire department and the police department actually all came together. A ton of people volunteered their time, and then we painted the house. And it was just this amazing, it was just amazing to see both our police and fire departments come together to work on this and help someone who really needed it and had been gone through so much. So that's one of the most recent examples that just really touched me, and that made a huge difference. It was really cool to see.
Yeah, I can imagine. This is Dan King joining us, Hillsborough Firefighters Random Acts. He is the vice president, and he's been serving in that position for 3 years, also spent 7 years volunteering, and has been a firefighter and paramedic for the city of Hillsborough for 9 years. I was curious. I thought that was interesting when you were talking about being able to get displaced residents into a hotel quickly after an emergency situation, whether that's a fire or whatever the case may be. I'm just kind of curious how that works, because, I mean, I think that's something a lot of people, when they see a story on the news, like a big fire on the news, of course they feel bad, but then they just kind of maybe move past it or just think like, oh, well, you know, those people will be fine. But, I mean, that's a traumatic situation for people who are involved in fires. I mean, how does that work? And do you guys assist in helping them get into shelter for the night or a hotel for the night? I mean, how does that work when you rescue folks from an emergency situation in their home and they can no longer be there? Like, what's the next step for them, and how do you guys help on that part?
Yeah, so the nice thing is, since we're already there, we're already on scene, right? We can respond immediately to whatever that need is, whether it's shelter or food or whatever it may be. So our members can go about that in basically one of two ways. On our chief's vehicle, we carry random acts funds on that vehicle. So that when a need arises, those funds can be used immediately. And our members know that at their discretion, we give them the discretion to use those funds as they see fit when they see a need. And then if the need goes beyond the amount that's carried on the chief's rig, then they can contact either me or our president. Everybody, they know our number and they know they can contact us at any time. They can contact us and we can either respond to the scene or we can deal with things over the phone to get those purchases handled. And then if it's not as emergent and doesn't need to be dealt with right there and they choose not to use the funds that are on the chief's rig, then they can just call one of us and tell us the situation, and then we can deal with it from there. So that's kind of one of two ways that it's dealt with.
Interesting. This is Dan King. I appreciate you sharing that. Dan King, Vice President, Hillsborough Firefighters Random Acts, joining us this week on Metroscope. Been there in that position for 3 years, been a firefighter and paramedic for the city of Hillsborough for 9 years, and so you guys, almost on a daily or weekly, certainly monthly basis, obviously use your organization, charitable organization, to help out with folks in your own community. And then you also do a toy drive during the winter months, and eventually the week before Christmas, you have toys and food delivered to children in the area. Over 1,700 children and 650 families in the Hillsborough area. It is... let's see, the toy and joy drives. Yeah, so give us a little insight into that. And sounds like you start collecting toys and other donations in the month of November? or is it a year-round thing?
Yeah, so it starts in November, typically early November, and goes until mid-December. And so we do have fundraisers throughout the year with various organizations. We take toy donations throughout November and December. They can be dropped off at any Hillsborough fire station, as well as we have over 20 local businesses that host internal toy drives for us also. And come mid-December, all of those toys are collected and then taken to the Hillsborough Elks Lodge. And the Hillsborough Elks, throughout the year, collect referrals from the school district for low-income families that need assistance with food and toys for Christmas. And so the Hillsborough Elks, they take all of those toys and they organize them based on the age and gender of the children, not all of these families. And then toward the end of the year, we may still need more toys than have been donated. So we partner with Fred Meyer on Embry Drive in Hillsborough, and we will go do our annual toy buy, where we show up and buy any remaining toys that are needed for children. And they give us a huge discount. And, last year we spent over $12,000, and bikes and helmets are included with that as well. So then those all go to the Hillsborough Elks. They organize them. And then on usually the week before Christmas, the weekend before Christmas, they all get delivered to those specific families in Hillsborough. And just like you said, last year it was just over 650 families, totaling over 1,300 children in the Hillsborough area. It's our biggest program, and it is just a ton of fun getting to go out there and deliver boxes of food and all the toys to those families the week before Christmas is just like the coolest thing to kick off the holiday season.
Well, it's a fantastic effort by you guys, and definitely something, I've been a part of those toy drives before for various organizations, and I can speak a little bit on that as well, as just kind of the gratification that you get from delivering toy boxes or food as well around the holidays. It just can't be beat. So that's awesome, man. And we thank you for that. How do you guys target the families in need? And then how would people, if they are a family in need, do they sign up potentially to be a potential recipient for this program or other programs that you guys put on throughout the year? Or how exactly does that work with regards to developing those relationships with families in need in the Hillsborough community?
Yeah, so if a family wants to request a donation for food and toys for Christmas, they can reach out to our organization through our website. There's a link there to request donation. Or they can reach out to the Hillsborough Elks Lodge. There's a number they can call. Just look up the Hillsborough Elks Lodge, and they can call there and get their name on the list. Like I said, the Hillsborough Elks also get referrals from the school district. So counselors and teachers at the schools throughout Hillsborough, they know the students and the families very well. They know who may need assistance like that, and they will sign these families up on a list and then forward that list to the Hillsborough Elks. So what makes it really cool is we're able to organize and purchase toys specifically for the age and the gender of each kid and each family.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. That totally makes sense. Dan King, Vice President, Hillsborough Firefighters, Random Acts, joining us this time on Metroscope. And then I guess on the opposite end of that, for folks who want to donate, how would they go about doing that? I mean, I know I for the Toy and Joy program and how you guys work with Fred Meyer as well during the winter months and the Hillsboro Elks Lodge. But how would people donate either during the wintertime or throughout the year?
Yeah, so for monetary donations, it's best to either do it by check over the mail or through our website. So our mailing address is P.O. Box 895. That's Hillsboro, Oregon 97123. And through our website, it's hfra.us. And there's a link in the top right-hand corner to go through and donate. So for monetary donations, those are the two resources. And then, of course, in November and December, if people want to bring by new, unused toys to any Hillsboro Fire Station, we'll be accepting them, and we certainly appreciate it.
Fantastic. And I imagine that's probably one of the main challenges that you guys face, right? I mean, that's what most nonprofits face is the funding and the donations. What are some of the challenges that you guys face?
Yeah, just like you said, that's the biggest thing is, you know, to be able to do what we do, we really need to have a lot of community awareness out there. You know, the more people that know about our organization, the more referrals we'll get and the more people we can help. And then, of course, like you said, is funding. You know, to do what we do, we need funding and we need donations. And so we're always pursuing those. Another part that's kind of tricky about creating awareness of our organization is much of what we do is, helping low-income families in need, and there's a level of privacy there that needs to be protected. So, you know, when we're helping a family with something, it's hard to, come out and be like, oh, you know, we just got to do this and help a family with this. Meanwhile, protecting the privacy and not exposing that family. Kind of puts us in a unique position where we got to be careful and be very respectful and mindful of the people that we're helping out.
And I'm on your website, and for folks out there, it's hfra.us. Great website. You can actually request a donation on there. There's a request a donation tab. It talks a little bit about their programs and events you guys have going on. Some silent auction samples. And also, you guys did a Topgolf fundraiser last year in September. Are you planning on doing any other fundraisers or silent auction events this year?
Yeah, so we'll be doing that same event this year. So that's coming up on September 15th. It's a Sunday, and it kicks off at 4 p.m. Topgolf, that's been a very successful event for us the last few years. And so we're just kind of putting everything together right now for that event. But that's one of our bigger annual fundraisers. And it's a lot of fun. We have a big silent auction. We also have a raffle. People show up, just hang out, have a great time. We have a bunch of golf bays reserved. People come and play games and swing clubs. And it's also, it's very family friendly. Kids come and have just a great time. It's a great annual fundraiser for us and brings a lot of community members together who know and support our organization. So it's pretty cool.
Fantastic. So I'll read what the admission ticket includes: unlimited golf buffet, drink ticket for beer or wine, bottomless soda, Topgolf membership, silent auction and raffle access, a dedicated bar, and games for kids. And if you've ever been out there to Topgolf, I can tell you from personal experience, it's a lot of fun out there. So that seems like a good event. All right, Dan, well, any future goals or new developments for your organization? And then maybe if you could remind the folks one more time when and how and where to donate.
Yeah. Our board just created another branch of the organization that we're going to start testing out. And that's an athletic and arts scholarship for low-income kids. We want to make sure that kids in the community can pursue the athletic and arts goals that they want, and that money isn't, you know, we feel that money shouldn't be an issue for those goals. And, you know, those sort of things have become more and more expensive. And so we're put together a subcommittee to begin forming this athletic and arts scholarship branch of the organization. We're really excited about it. We're curious to see where it goes. And like I said, it's just been created. And so that's kind of up and coming. And yeah, anyone who's interested in donating to the organization, either by check to our P.O. Box 895, Hillsboro, Oregon 97123, or through the website hfra.us, and you can simply click donate, and it'll walk you through that.
Fantastic. Dan King, Vice President, Hillsboro Firefighters Random Acts. Good luck with the golf event. That sounds like fun. And the toy drive as well. And continued success. And thanks for what you guys do every day. And then also for these special events as well. And thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Preston. Pleasure to be here. We really appreciate it.
We were talking today with Dan King, Vice President of Hillsboro Firefighters Random Acts. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.